Since John McCain picked Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as his vice presidential running mate, reporters from the national media have flocked to Alaska to dig into her career and family life. Michael Carey is a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News in Alaska. He has the advantage of having followed Sarah Palin's political career for a number of years, and he joins us. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
You've written that she was very adept at using the media while campaigning for governor and that she ran on, quote, who she was rather than the issues. And at times she was called a cult figure. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
I had her in debate on television. I was the moderator of several debates, and it was quite clear that she was very, very good. And whether she had been schooled or was sort of natural in it, I never figured out. And during the campaign, it was the same kind of thing. She came from nowhere and did very, very well. She'd run for lieutenant governor before and lost, but that race really didn't get much attention.
The governor is known for going up against the political establishment, even within her own party. But on the other hand, she has been close to Senator Ted Stevens over the course of her career. How would you characterize her relationship with the party establishment in Alaska?
Well, there are two things. One is the party establishment, and the other is Ted Stevens. People find it, given the partisanship that exists in the rest of the country, hard to understand that her biggest problem in Alaska has been with the most conservative elite Republicans and the oil industry. It hasn't been with the Democrats. She's worked well with the Democrats in the legislature, legislation that has passed that she wanted with their assistance, and it's crucial to her to have the Democrats up there. The speech she gave the other day, the partisanship and the attacks on Obama and Harry Reid, was very uncharacteristic of her, and in my own judgment, was probably inserted by some guys who think they're very smart and are from Washington.
She is the subject of an ethics investigation over allegations that she used the influence of her office to have the state's public safety commissioner fired. Where does that investigation stand now, given that on Friday we heard that seven potential witnesses have canceled their meetings with the investigators and they'll now be subpoenaed?
This investigation is, as many do, taking on a life of its own and is becoming much different than it was at the beginning when it was there were questions that were, I think, fairly straightforward about whether she had violated the Ethics Act or done something improperly. I think listeners need to remember something else in evaluating this. Her complaints about Trooper Wooten, her former brother-in-law, who she thought was a danger to her family, began before she was governor of Alaska. So some of what she has done is as a private citizen that any private citizen could do, and other activities or interventions are as governor.
Well, Alaska lawmakers are saying the investigation will be completed 3 weeks earlier than originally scheduled,
right,
basically to avoid, I guess, an October surprise. Do you think they'll be able to complete it in time?
I do not know Steve Branchflower, the investigator personally, or the counsel who's investigating. He has a very good reputation, is very well known in the legal community in Anchorage. I think he's going to face the biggest press conference of his life when he comes out with the findings, that this has gone from something that was a provincial matter to a matter of national interest in just a few days.
Is there any pressure on the legislature to back off the investigation?
I talked to Senator Hollis French, the Senate Judiciary Chairman. He argues that we hired the investigator or the special counsel, whatever term you wish to use, and he's doing the investigation, and that's it. His results will be what they are. And if the Republicans had appointed the special counsel, then the Democrats would be arguing, I guess.
Michael Carey is a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.